Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone, or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwab Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment. In this episode, Rob and crew push deeper into the Sunless Citadel as we hack our way into another great 5th edition D&D session.
Got a hand axe and a will to sit on a minotaur's face, so...
My publisher friend of mine, Henry Lopez, he runs Paradigm Concepts. He called me over the weekend, and we were just talking, and he said, by the way, I just want to let you know I listened to Rob's Basement podcast. I've listened to everything. You guys are fucking hilarious. Because you had just fought a big fucking pile of skeletons last time we played. Mm. You have not yet checked out the room. I'll make sure to do a dramatic reading of the read-aloud text to just kind of catch us up.
Yes, absolutely.
You're rolling, so.
Are we rolling? Okay. Well, welcome back to another installment of... whatever the fuck this thing is. Last time we played through the Sunless Citadel, written by Bruce Cornell, updated 5th edition mechanics and rules by my dear friend Kim Mohan. We have been plunging into the Sunless Citadel. And you have managed to make your way all the way, not very far, but maybe through a third of the empty rooms and other miscellaneous chambers, fighting monsters both fair and foul. Along the way, you have gone down, you're tracking... the missing children, the Hukrell children from the nearby town of Oakhurst. You've tracked them into this dungeon. You found some tracks. You're going down this particular passageway when you found a fountain that you did some stuff with it and nothing really. Oh, you made it ooze and then you burned up the ooze. I think that's what happened. Anyway, you open up a door. That door led you into a room full of sarcophagi. You fiddled with the sarcophagi lid, popping open, releasing a big pile of skeletons with which you made, short work. So the dramatic read-aloud text for this room, just to catch us all up. Actually, before we do that, let's just take a quick moment to remind everybody who's listening at home who you are and what you're playing. Start with you, Dan.
I'm playing Gareth, the Minotaur Wizard. That's good enough for today.
Yep.
Jay, I'm playing Braldeth Dankle, the Mountain Dwarf Cleric / Master of Stonecoming.
Nice. I'm Josh, I'm playing Ravadorum Lynx Akasindalar. I am a Dragonborn Barbarian.
You practiced on a name for 2 weeks, didn't you?
Chris!
I just read it right. Eat me.
I thought you were Falcon Eyes.
Oh, Falcons, but he's not here tonight.
He got Falcons fries last time, didn't he?
Oh, he did. He scooped out your eyeball and 2 Falcons went into your head and now peer out through your face or something like that. Right. All right, you're up.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Benham Umgart as a Mountain Dwarf Druid, which I know that doesn't make sense, but that's who I am.
What was your first name again?
Benham, B-E-N-N-U-M, like you care about this one.
Just you know, so we have those deep immersions that it comes from superior role playing. I want to make sure that I sure. address you in character. All right, Potts.
I am Fighter, the half orc fighter.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
Phonetically.
With a Q.
First name, Phi. Last name, Tor.
Tor.
Phi Tor.
Walker, I'm playing Barnan Goldfound, the halfling rogue.
I think I got everything.
I have no name. I'm playing Ihuakatl Haven Goost, the dragonborn human sorcerer.
Yes.
Are you a human sorcerer? You're a dragon blooded human sorcerer.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, there's no fucking way we had
There are dozens of us.
Okay.
Yes.
5 dusty sarcophagi, 3 to the north and 2 to the south, stand on end in the silence chamber. Each of the carved stone coffins resembles a noble elf-like humanoid in ceremonial robes. An altar with images of dragons carved into its black obsidian is set to the center of the west wall. A single candle burns brightly on the altar, And next to the candle are a small whistle and a crystal flask.
Did this one already take the whistle?
Did we do it?
Let somebody grab the whistle already.
Well, they're not here, then it's there. It's zapped back.
It's forfeited.
Right. Is it on your character sheet?
No,
you don't have it.
All right, what do you do?
Oh, here it is.
Check the area for traps.
Right there, whistle.
So, how far away is the whistle?
Yeah. It's on the altar, which is at the far end of this chamber.
Okay.
You're going to check the area for traps. Give me an intelligence investigation roll, please.
Would it help if I cast light? Is it light enough to see in here with that one candle?
It's dim light throughout.
Okay. I'll light a torch while he's getting ready to investigate.
All right. Tinderbox comes out. You get your little bow. You set it between your legs.
Exactly.
18. All right, you find no traps on the altar. And that's all you don't find any traps on the altar.
I'm going to go look at this whistle.
Okay. But you are looking carefully enough to see the candle. It is burning, but you notice the candle, the wax, it's not. There's no heat coming from the flame, and the wax does not seem to be melting. You also see that there's a flask, and it has a red fluid inside, and the crystal, or the whistle, is made of crystal. Crystal. Blah! All right.
The whistle crystal.
That's it.
What's a shape
can
like?
Can I check to see if it's got any kind of, like, magical phallic properties to it?
So you're looking it over. You don't see any, but there is two words written in Dwarvish, which you translate as night caller.
I don't like the sound of that.
I don't blow on it.
What am I doing here for healing?
With a K. Hard German K.
I still have from last time, it looks like 8 of my hit points left of my max 14. I want to kind of get ready for what's about to be thrown at us. So what can I do in this moment?
Should we all pick a sarcophagi and rest?
Who's doubling up? Who's doubling up?
There were two per, so we got to team up here. Says the naked Minotaur.
I've already been on your face once.
Exactly. So I mean, I kind of like you're my cuddle buddy now. Right. So.
Did the skeletons have anything fun on?
The skeletons had probably not anything of specific interest, although I thought you might have looted their bodies, but I can't quite recall. So we'll just kind of revisit that with quick, bless you, my child, and the father, the son, and Satan. They were wielding short swords and short bows. They have about an average of five arrows apiece, which gives you a total haul of 50 arrows.
I'm going to steal the short bow. Might be nice to have a range weapon.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to pocket this whistle.
Or you stick it in your pocket.
Oh, what's in the last jazzercising?
It's
I'm like, who's tapping their foot that fucking hard? I forgot this was a thing.
It's a weird thing. That's what the kids at home get to know. We go through a series of phases in this household. Me passing from one certain illness to the next, and then Stacy passing from one thing to the next. All right, moving on.
What's in the flask?
The flask has fluid in it. Mm. A bubbly red fluid that's slightly warm to the touch.
Does it have a scent of like big red?
Smells like big red.
Big red, huh? Am I be familiar with this?
It's fireball.
I don't think I have an arcana. Maybe that's probably it. Feeling relevant.
One second.
Unless it's abyssal or infernal, then I could talk to it.
Dip my potion hole in here.
Hey, Big Red. Hey, Big Red. What's
your name? You're the only friend I got in this world.
I love your flask.
Fluid pops up. Well, hi, bud. Why don't you drink me?
It says, courtesy of Huff and Chuff. Brunt and Chuff.
Yeah.
You're almost getting away from him. Okay, all you're going to do is stick your tongue or your dick inside of the potion bottle, and that will reveal its properties to you.
They both will fit, so I do it at the same time.
All right. Wow! This Minotaur has no ribs.
Why do you ever leave the house?
Do you just show this off?
Do you not have to like roll for dexterity on that?
Nah, it's in the... When you pre-generate your character, it lists it right there.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
All right, so you dip your toe into the potion bottle, and you are able to deduce that it is a potion of fire resistance.
Ooh, shit. All right.
You can eat fire.
Are we going to need to resist fire?
Let me restate that. Potion of resistance, fire.
Okay, potion of resistance, fire. Okay, I'll pocket it.
And
I don't
have
a pocket, so a prison pocket.
Yep, as you do.
I want to drink that one.
It'll make sure the cork doesn't pop up in there.
That means all the friction is fine.
We're going in dry.
That's a two-person tent.
Blood fire resistance content is going to be...
Where did I get a tent from?
Three times the legal limit.
Where are you carrying it?
I don't know.
All right, so you just say when you quaff the potion, you get resistance to fire damage for 1 hour. Resistance means you take half damage.
What if he butt chugs it?
It works the same way, just as we've learned from frat boys who take their vodka in anally. Potion drinking is also just fine. If you store it in your ass, pinch real hard, break the bottle, goes right on in.
It's true.
Straight into the blood from all the cuts.
From all the cuts. You like to imagine those little curved pieces of glass that are like shoots going straight into your ass blood. All right.
All right, so just added a potion of fire.
It didn't take long.
For the phrase ass blood to come out? Yeah, we went over under on that one.
So while I drink this potion,
I think it's a push.
For 1 hour. What is resistance?
Half damage from the source.
All right, 10-4.
Okay.
Is there another place other than like right above where we're...
No, that's the only place that can happen. But it only lasts 20 minutes. Which is 10 times longer than I do.
I just said to Jay, I'm pretty sure this is her slow revenge.
Oh, it is. it completely is. All right, so you guys, there isn't anyone, you haven't seen anybody about. You guys could probably, she's playing Mumbly Pegs. With a petrified penis that she's harvested from.
I just like
the weird forest men of yore.
The hardest version of Dance Dance Revolution possible is going on. Like, that's...
score.
Shut up, we need to get to some read aloud text.
No nuts coming as long as you're staying there. Now, you guys did take a beating. You could take a rest if you wanted to. You could do a short rest, which allows you to burn a hit die. It also refreshes some of your class features if you have them. Or you can take a long rest, which allows you to get back half your hit dice, minimum one, and then all your hit points.
I don't need to rest. I was unscathed.
I feel like I was healed last time, but I still only have.
Oh no! I've got to refresh my magic missile.
Yeah, I think actually I did do healing work for you.
But we rest. Let's just say we rest to start off fresh this adventure.
Is that what you want to do?
We should rest too.
Slot.
You'll get your spell slots back if you complete a long rest.
Take turns.
Sorry, finish a long rest. Turn.
Yeah. That seems fair.
Finish.
So what happens if I do a long rest right now, am I going to just end up just being left behind?
No, you're just going to wake up with dick strong all over.
I will fucking take it. I want to do a long rest.
Done!
So, what can I do with this?
All right.
The newbie at the table.
Right? I have a two-man tent I'm going to set up in the middle of the room.
Okay, so you get your two-man tent set up in the middle of the room.
Shred?
Yeah, it's well-oiled with halfling grease.
Easy now.
Ass to ass.
Right. You rest for the full 8 hours, and nothing untoward happens. Occasionally in the night, or in whatever you think time it might be, you hear weird sounds echoing in the place, and some shrieks and some screams, but nothing close enough to you that would cause you to rouse your companions.
Somebody do stone coming.
Oh, yeah, we
are. Stone coming. Just a big gale of dirt just jerking off in the floor.
So, long rest providing, what do you get from that? What do I take?
You get back one hit die.
One hit die.
And all your hit points.
You get a d12. You just get it back.
You just get the whole die back.
If you use one, you get it back.
Yeah. Cool.
Which we've only got one, right?
See a pencil disappear?
So, yeah.
I'm back to 14. Yay, I did it. 14 hit points.
Fuck
my dick.
Fuck my dick.
I cast Mage Armor.
All right. Ping. What's up? Anybody else doing any of their preparations?
Before we rest, I'll use one remaining first level spell slot and make another good berry.
All right. You pass a good berry out of your loins.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Pinching it right off the flesh. Yeah. Ready to be consumed.
That's a good berry. If you eat it, you feel full for one day, and you also get 1 HP back. So it can be a life or death.
It's a really good berry. I've never gotten that experience from a blackberry or a strawberry.
So I'll give everybody one.
Or a schnozberry, for that matter. And I do like schnozberries.
We all do. I get 12 on stone cunning. What can that tell me?
Well, your stone cunning reveals that you are in a stone wall chamber with a stone floor, wall, ceiling, sarcophagi as well. It is oddly made. Everything seems to be carved by elvish hands, which is very unusual, since elves are not noted for their skill with shaping stone.
Stone cunning.
I smugly pronounce this to the group.
Nowhere else out of this room that we hadn't already been, right? No new directions to go?
Yeah, if you go back out this door, there is a passageway that burrows into the heads north. Lots of doors.
I kick the door open.
Let's go and systematically right, open everything.
The door bangs open that you just that you took out of your sleeping quarters.
I like the idea of systematically opening every door.
You don't want to open all at one time?
We not at the same time. Yeah. All right. Right.
Oh, yeah,
we
could
that,
just
fine.
Like load up on read-aloud text.
Yeah. Is it all 6 weeks simultaneously?
Let's get it all done now.
To emerge all of
this. All
right, so you see, looking down to the north, which is the way you've yet to go from this. Jesus, fuck. who hurt you?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
All right, let's just take a 5 minute. All right, let's do it. Okay, so you have a if looking down that passageway with a torch that you've lit, the candle that burns forever that offers no heat, it's got a continual flame spell on it. You can see the passageway extends for about 15, 20 feet and comes to an intersection, and it passes all the way through the intersection down what kind of looks like well, it's a seriously damaged section, part of this dungeon. The floor is all upheaved in places and uneven. There are cell doors. You can tell they're cell doors because they've got grates in the top that hang open. And then there is a... it opens up. It ends in a larger chamber at the very far end. And you see there's another basin against that far wall. So you've got a lot of stuff to explore if you go straight ahead.
Do we hear anything like around us at all? And kind of
there's a continual thumping.
There, I was just gonna say that. You hear a weird tapping coming from upstairs. It changes in frequency.
Somewhere there's a rave
with one person.
One man rave.
It's the best kind.
I just take a lot of ecstasy and masturbate every day.
I'll peer in one of these cell doors, I guess.
All right, so you have to walk down, pass through that first intersection if you want to do that.
No, I don't want to get too far ahead of everybody.
I'm walking right behind you. If you want to do that, I've got my I've got my hand axe, and I'm ready to go.
I mean, we're passing doors to go there?
Well, you're going to have to pass through an intersection to get to that area of cells.
All right.
But we're still in a room full of doors, right?
You're not in a room full of doors. No, you're just
in a hallway standing at an intersection.
Yeah, it's further north.
I'm going to look left.
All right, so you go to the first intersection. So you two fight, Fightor and
short
guy, Brennan. Barnum, P.T. Barnum. All right, the halfling and Fightor, the hill people, go to the intersection first. Rest of you following behind. You take a look to the right. That bit of tunnel has caved in. Looking to the left, which would be your west, it does go for a few paces and ends at a door. The door is closed.
I kick the door open.
Door is made of stone. You kick the door. Bang! The door flies inward as far as a stone door would fly and opens it to an empty chamber, which I'm sure has something inside that's worthy of read-aloud text. In fact, there is. So hold on to your tits.
Everybody shut up! Just more rubble.
Barney rubble. You see some Fred Flintstones running on the floor. Ah. Ah, yes. The door bangs open and reveals an empty chamber that is home only to rat droppings, crumbled flagstones, and stains.
Hope you brought your appetites.
There is a door in the north western corner of this room.
I kick it open.
Okay, so you march across the floor. You kick that past the stains, past squishing on rat droppings as you do, and you kick that door wide open. And that opens onto a narrow, 10-foot wide, hallway that goes for about 20 or 25 feet and has read aloud text. Happily.
Everybody, shut up!
All right, you did not care. Okay, as soon as you bang this door open, a bell rings on the other side, which then prompts the goblins who are on the far side of this passageway to pop up and fill you full of fucking arrows, which we'll deal with in just a second once I've gotten through the read-aloud text.
Of course.
Quiet.
The 10-foot-wide hall is liberally strewn with sharp caltrops. On the northern wall, passage to the room beyond is partially blocked by a roughly mortared 3-foot-high wall, complete with crenellations. And from behind that wall, 2 goblins pop up and pepper you full of 2 arrows. Fuck yeah!
Close the door.
I don't know.
It's the...
It's like a barrier.
It's like the top of a castle where it says square, no square, square, no square.
Oh, like ramparts.
Well, the rampart, yeah. The crenellated battlement has places where you can shoot out from between the rises. They would be a part of the ramparts, yes.
Okay.
I really appreciate the phrase. Pepper you full of
two arrows.
All right. Spices back in these days, okay?
Oh, that's the other thing you could find. You can find 11 secret herbs and spices.
In the interest.
Yep. All right, that's a 13 armor class against you, my sweet.
Negative.
And that is a less than that. So 2 arrows don't actually pepper you, fly past you, and let smash against the wall behind you. What do you roll for initiative? Let's pause while we go through this unnecessary procedure.
4.
Well, these goblins are going to suck the balls
5.
Off.
No, it's a 6.
Jesus, these poor fuckers. Oh. They are dead. All right, Dan, when do you go?
4.
What's your dexterity?
1+1.
All right. Jay?
So that's minus or add plus the dexterity. I got 11.
11. All right. Josh?
I got 13.
13? 13? 13? All right, Chris?
11, and my dex is 13. What's your dex?
Oh, I got you. 8. Yeah, what he said?
8.
8.
Okay.
15.
Walker?
12.
You have +6.
Oh, sorry, 9. There's a 9.
So Walker's plus not 3. There. Walker is at 9.
Yeah.
Dustin?
12.
Okay. Faizwar! There are cultures strewn about the floor of this passageway. There are 2 goblins who are wearing large, funny hats. One of them has a string at the top, at the very end of the hat that has a living earthworm that's flailing around. The other one is wearing a necklace of human ears. They've both taken Viagra, but you can't tell because they're goblins and standing behind a battlement. What do you do?
I want that hat, so I'm going to shoot that goblin.
All right.
That is a miss.
All right, the arrows come zinging past the goblin's head. He giggles with glee. That takes us to Josh.
I'm going to take the one with the hat because I want my buddy to have it. And I'm...
You walk up to it, though. There's cultures on the floor.
No, I'm not going to walk up to it. I want to take...
Coward!
Well, I'll take that. That's fine. I'm going to use my javelin, which I have 4 of. I'm going to take the javelin, and I'm going to throw it at him.
Bold. So, very bold. Let's
see. And I'm not. I mean, I got a 3 on that.
All right, the javelin goes soaring over the goblins' heads. Apparently, this wall is making them too hard to hit. So that takes us to Justin.
Yeah. How far away are they?
They are, far enough away, but within range.
Okay.
It's range touch.
Can I do a firebolt against these fuckers?
5, 10, 15, yeah, 20.
Yeah, 23 to 25 feet away.
Okay, yeah. Firebolt. Yeah,
all right, firebolt. Make a spell attack.
2
Your spell attack modifier.
Yeah, okay. Should be on.
Is that it?
No. Yep, that's it.
Oh, 1.
+5. That's your damage.
Okay.
+5 to your 10. 15. All right, the fireball strikes a goblin. Give me some damage, which should be 1d10. Why do these guys have 7 hit points? Jesus Christ.
I need a 10 or a spell attack.
I got a feeling these things have 7 hit points.
I won!
All right.
I won.
Okay, so the firebolt scorches this goblin, and the goblin shrieks in pain, but is still on its feet. Okay, that takes us to Chris.
I'm going to produce flame and fire at the goblin that's already taking damage.
Okay. All right, a ball of fire comes streaking across the area and hits our
15.
That's enough, and damage?
That's going to be for 6.
More. 6? All right, that goblin catches fire, runs around his place, and falls to the ground. Greasy smoke comes pouring off his body.
Is the hat okay? Up for you?
The hat is on fire.
Damn it!
All right.
I told you the fire was going to kill a good hat.
Jay, you're up. There's one goblin remaining.
Secret flame that guy.
All right, a beam of...
That is for 8 damage.
Did you have to hit him?
Oh, I thought it was just a cantrip that I just used, so we'll see. This is 16.
Like 16? That does...
Do I use a spell attack bonus on the cantrip?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It should say next to your spell attack on the very bottom of that sheet.
Which one?
That sheet.
Your first one.
Does that say your fan listed?
What now?
Does it have Sacred Flame with it?
No, it's one of my cantrips.
Okay.
Yeah, we did that plus one.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, how much damage?
8.
All right, and that ball of light destroys the other goblin who screams Briark and then expires.
I die.
All right. It's all quiet.
Got any more doors you want to kick up?
Oh, you know it. Actually, I want to collect these caltrops.
Yeah, pick up all this. Carefully pick up the caltrops, put them in a goblin hat that's partly burned.
Motherfucker, I wanted that hat.
What was that?
I'm picking up the caltrops.
All right, you think there's probably about... There's more than 100. So there's a lot. So you can start scooping them up into bags.
Yes.
Okay. Store them in the Minotaur.
Wait.
What good is that long prison pocket of yours?
If we full of caltrops. Not that kind of...
It's your secret defense mechanism. You get scared and you can start shitting caltrops.
I'll cover our trail!
You start running and they fall out.
I don't think it's fast enough to hold them, honestly.
Oh, he must have been here.
All right. So you start scooping up the breadcrumbs that will eventually go into the Minotaur's asshole, and you have got you think you've got about 200.
200, okay.
It's
the
weight on that. It's a big ass. It is.
If it's internal, just the weight, it's okay.
Yeah, there's a distribution there. It's okay.
He's got a bag of holding installed.
Loopholes.
More like poop holes.
Just don't sneeze too hard. All right.
Don't start thinking because you really laughed at it.
Next door.
Is there anything on the goblins?
The goblins are wearing leather armor, carrying shields. They've got short bows with 10 arrows each, and they're carrying scimitars.
Yeah, only that shit.
Okay. You can continue on. They're in a chamber that's beyond that crenellated battlement type thing, that low wall. And so you have to climb up over that to get into the room they were occupying before they died.
Okay.
They're still on fire.
Any sort of checks to do that, or just take time to do it?
You just need to walk over
on
there.
Fire?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to use him as a torch.
He's kind of all on fire.
All right.
And also,
don't find the handle.
I could drink my potion first.
And take only half the damage.
Stick a javelin
in the fire.
Skewer him with the javelin.
No, I'm just going to roll the javelin into the fire before he gets there.
I just want to get my javelin.
It's on fire, man.
Now it's on fire.
Who gives a shit? I got 3 more, baby.
What's after that?
I light them on fire.
Okay. So you crawl over the wall, and you see that there's a section of read-aloud text.
Yes. Quiet. Once a vandal, always a vandal.
The filth on the floor, stains on the walls, shabby hides, and fire pit attest to the years of use this room has seen at the hands of creatures unconcerned with hygiene.
How did you get into my house?
On the eastern side of the southern wall was a crudely mortared half wall complete with crenellations.
More crenellations, yes.
Ooh. Those are the same crenellations you crawled over in order to get into this room. You can see that there is a closed door on the southern side of this chamber.
I kick it over.
He kicks, of course he fucking does.
Naturally. All right.
He's our rogue.
I'm glad I asked the question
for the first page, because after the second one, I would have been too embarrassed to ask.
All right, so you stomp over there and kick that door open to reveal even more read-aloud text. As you peer down, I'm not sure if you'd actually do that yet. You might not get...
Following this guy.
the full benefit of read aloud text.
The doors that opens in.
I'm keeping the adventure going.
Sooner or later, there's going to be a door opening the other way. He's going to shatter his knee.
The door opens, and you see that it opens into a narrow hallway about 5 feet wide that then opens up into a larger chamber over to your right. You see there are a few broken arrows on the floor nearby. Rounding the corner and looking at you with not real surprise are two drunken goblins who are now going to shoot you with arrows. Roll initiative. Oh, motherfucker!
That one is a 9, damn
it. It's one better than last time.
Dustin, when do you go?
13. Oh,
thank you so much again.
Walker?
12.
Putz?
15 again.
Should just keep her initiative for the whole night.
Nope.
Two. Oh, son of a bitch.
13.
13. You guys can just put you ahead of him. That makes it work. All right, Jay.
3.
Oh, hello.
5.
Oh, hello. All right, Pot, you're there first. It makes sense. The dice have borne out reality once again. What are you going to do? There are a couple of goblins that are about 10, 15 feet away.
I'm going to shoot them with an arrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's start this fucking party.
I don't shoot them with an arrow. I shoot at them with an arrow.
Oh, there are 3 fucking goblins. Well, Jesus. Now it's,
me. That's good information.
Now it's a fucking party. All right. So you shoot one of the goblins. The goblin, the arrow misses, strikes the wall, shatters into a billion pieces. That takes us next to Josh. Show us your tits.
Okay. Yeah, one more time with the javelin, I guess.
Well, you're Dragonborn, you don't have them. That was the... Go ahead.
You got the clay.
You just suck. You don't suckle.
He's filled with orange cheese.
You were this
close.
It looks
like a discolored grimace.
To seeing my actual tits in this room right now. If you would just calm down. All right.
I'm gonna
throw another javelin. Hopefully, I've got 3 left, and hopefully this one will fucking work. So,
set it on fire.
I don't want to... Look at... Just fucking fire first.
Put a flaming gun. I can't swing a bolt on a javelin.
Okay, yeah. Hey, we can do that. No. All right.
And shoot it out of the air.
What am I rolling for here? Just,
just walk over and sit on his face. And release some counters.
So will they go and take it?
Yeah. All right, 19.
19! All right, your javelin leaps from your hand. It wubbles as it makes its way towards the target, strikes it, and falls for how much damage?
1d6 plus 3 piercing. That's a 6.
So that's 9 damage.
That's 9 total.
All right, you impale this goblin, lifting him off his feet and pin him to the wall behind, where he promptly voids his bowels. But you can't see that because he's wearing a diaper. All right.
Just like I like him. Let's do it.
Any other fast turns? Wrong game, Schwab. Dustin, you're up.
I'm going to cast my firebolt.
All right.
That's a 10.
10 is... Did you add anything to it?
Yeah.
Did you roll a D10 or you roll a D20?
I'd roll a 20.
Yikes. All right. So the firebolt sprays on the ceiling, showering cinders everywhere. All right. Walker, you're up.
We'll just plunk an arrow into one of them.
You could do it.
Not with a 2, we can't.
All right, the arrow almost, it just flaccidly leaves your bow. It kind of leaps and then wilts and then falls into a puddle and then straightens again. All right, that takes us to the goblins. 2 goblins are left. I've got 2 fine, fine feathered targets. We're going to send one at the dragonborn aiming for the cloaca. That's going to be a miss. And the other one is going for Walker, Phytor of the Hill People. That is an armor class of 21. And I roll damage instead of being lazy. Nope. That is going to be 8 damage.
Jesus Christ.
That arrow strikes you squad. All right. That takes us to Dan.
Oh, I will firebolt it. The one that just hit him squaw.
Yep.
That's an 11.
That is a miss. Another bolt of fire disappears down in the passageway.
I think these things are defective.
All right, Jay, you're up.
They're immune to fire.
Oh, yeah.
Fucker.
Final countdown.
You know, sacred flame and all. It's a 18.
18.
Show hey, baby. For 3 damage.
That's not fire. That's light.
They're all right. Light. You did kill 2 goblins. So that
it's
gives
called
you
sacred flame of light.
Nice. Which is weird because it doesn't say it's like radiant damage. It is radiant damage.
So I don't know. You said flame laser.
I would like to give them. I would like to give them +4 damage of extreme sunburn.
Sunburn. All right, Chris.
Produce flame. You're all back in the heat.
Oh,
we ran around for 25 years. They get a
17. 17.
That's
it's the long con.
Seven.
Seven. All right, that one is lit on fire and runs around screaming until he finally expires. All right, that takes us to the top of the next round. So, Potts, there's one goblin left, and he may break when it's his turn.
How far away is he?
It's 15, 25 feet, somewhere there.
So can I get to him and attack?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and attack him with my sword.
What?
Your sword?
What?
With your sword.
What?
Oh, my lord.
I've got the vapors. 22.
I do declare.
I do declare. Someone bring me my mint julep. All right, you hit.
I'll say boy.
I'll say boy.
Say, look at me while I'm fucking you, boy.
That brings Foghorn Leghorn into a whole new light.
Foghorn.
Six terrible. Damage.
Six damage. All right, you strike it with your what? Sword?
Sword.
All right, your sword strikes the goblin, who shrieks in pain, but is still gritting his teeth as he's standing there taking it. All right, that brings it to Josh. This is your chance for redemption.
All right, my man. Pinned one to the fucking wall. What do you mean redemption?
Redeem yourself already.
Redeem right. yourself from hitting. All right,
yeah,
by missing.
We're all close enough. Then yeah, I'm gonna take my my hand axe and run up to him and knock him the fuck out of here.
Knock him the fuck out of here.
I got a 13.
Did you add your proficiency bonus and all that stuff? The number that's not next to your stat strength, but by your weapon.
Great axe.
Yeah, great axe.
Come on, take so it.
I have a 16.
A 16. Great Scott! You hit! And you killed it.
Oh, you get it.
All right, so your great axe comes powering through its hand body. Axe. It turns into... Is it hand axe or great axe?
Hand. It's a hand axe.
Oh, your hand axe comes those. Through and explodes in confetti. All right. Good times. All right.
I guess we showed those goblins.
Yes.
Now that you've gotten closer, though, you have revealed the read-aloud text. Ooh.
Thank God.
It's around every corner in this place.
So exhausted.
I could use a break and listen to some read-aloud text. Dozens of blunted and broken arrows lie on the cracked cobblestone floor, and a few protrude from three crudely sewn human-sized targets hung along the center of the south wall. The northern third of the room is separated from the south by a crudely mortared and crenellated half-wall. A permanent camp of sorts lies north of the wall, complete with a fire ring and several small iron cookpots.
Does it smell good?
It smells faintly of ass.
Only faint.
But is it warm?
There is a door leading out of this chamber to the west.
Where's the
crack? And then beyond the crenellated wall, there are two doors, one north and one west. So you have three possible doors to kick in. You may look through this stuff as you like.
I defer to you.
Can we check everything?
Do we time it properly?
Yeah, you look around, you don't see any traps or anything untoward. If you are looking over the bodies, which I'm sure you're going to do, you find that one of the goblins has a silver flask of dwarven make. It is worth 50 gold pieces and is filled with vile goblin toilet wine. The other goblin has a key.
Redundant.
Dibs.
Wrong. I'm a collector of keys. You want to go kick in doors?
I call dibs.
No, playground rules.
Really? You're going to call dibs on the key that you're not going to fucking use?
I think that's what actually just happened.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He doesn't
Christ,
want anybody else to open
people.
Any doors.
I may not be good at the game or anything, but like, give it to Walker. Fuck.
We're going to kick in all three of these doors at the same time. So you got one, I got one. Who's got the third one?
Yeah, well, who's got Let's the chance get... of breaking their leg on the door that doesn't unlock? I'm not gonna do this as a
dragonborn
barbarian who's an idiot. I should do it.
You sat on my face. I get to command.
And I learned my lesson that one time. I could be a little smart. Did you demand it?
Is there any hint as to where this key might go? Is there a lock sitting on
this? I must.
Looking around, there are three possible exits out of this room.
Right.
The one closest to you, which is the one that is closest to you on the western wall, there is a lock mechanism on it.
Okay, well, while Dumb and Dumber here kicking in doors, I'm going to try the key.
See,
the
that's why I don't want to do it, because he gives me snide comments like that.
This door is wooden. It is locked. You put the key in. It turns. Tumblers turn. And door is unlocked.
Kick it open.
Nope. Before we open it, I'd like to check around for traps. Thank you.
All right. Give me a intelligence.
Check the read-aloud text.
It's coming.
Fuck. I fail.
You find no traps. nor anything else of interest. In fact, this door is so boring, you feel like you're about ready to fall asleep.
You should kick it open for excitement.
Can I check the western door for a keyhole?
We already did.
So the western door is good?
I kicked the western door.
I kicked you, motherfucker!
The door is unlocked. You don't have to kick it open.
He's got it.
Well, the door splinters inwards through the collaborative with the dragonborn foot half raised. Vitor just shows the fuck up and kicks the door open to reveal some read aloud text.
I knew it!
Squalor reigns in this low ceilinged room. A large iron spike is driven into the floor near the door, and a small iron cage is set farther back. Several sets of corroded manacles are connected to the walls. Some still bind a few crumbling skeletons. You see there are three kobolds bound with crude rope to the iron spike. And there is a battered gnome. He's ready to be fried as chicken inside of the cage, which is almost too small for him, if you can imagine that.
Kill them all.
Should be roaming free.
Kill them all. Are gnomes evil, or are they just like...
They're people, man.
I don't know. I don't know this universe.
Smells delicious.
Do they look...
It's got 11 herbs and spicy
grapes. They look like children.
Do they look like children?
Yeah.
No.
So kill the kobolds while they're still tied up. And
weren't we talking? Didn't we have a kobold buddy a little while ago?
He was the guy that we met.
Yeah, the guy.
Yeah,
that he was going to take us to the queen.
And there was someone
you killed
that
him.
They
yeah, Shmi or
I didn't kill
Meepo.
Meepo.
You killed Meepo.
I thought about Meepo for 2 weeks straight, and I didn't even get his name right. Jesus
you
Christ!
You fucking murdered him.
Well, you know, fuck him.
He was going to take us.
I thought it was Anakin's mother.
I thought it was Anakin's mother. Shmi Skywalker.
Shmi.
I got a little Shmi in my shoe. Shouldn't be walking around this desert so much bantha poo-doo. All right.
They're conscious, right?
Yes, the kobolds are looking at you with a mixture of revulsion, fear, and sensuality.
I appreciate that.
They're perceptive.
I would like to...
The gnome looks up and doesn't say anything. He's rather filthy.
They're cooking something?
No.
Why does it smell delicious then? I'm
going to have to roll for initiative.
Seriously, how big is this cage?
Yeah, it's about, so we should probably try to maybe save this gnome.
Yeah, we already got
that. Kill the kobolds.
Because, like, I'm kind of about letting this gnome get cooked and then, like, taking a big old bite.
That was next. I was going to get them out
of there. No, but I'm thinking, like, we keep the gnome in the cage and hang him from one of my horns.
They were,
it's like having a gnome in a bird cage hanging from a horn.
I'll take it. Talk to him.
Yeah.
It'd make your character that much better.
So you grab the cage and hang it from...
I rope it. I got rope in my... pocket prison wallet. Yeah.
All right.
So broke the cage so it's hanging.
You said the three
kobolds from
are
one
tied
of my horns.
To
it's
the
like
spike.
A dog yeah,
shaved by manacles.
Okay, so they're not going anywhere. They're not like on leads or anything.
No.
Okay.
The gnome says,
"We'll come to our group."
The gnome says, "What are you doing? What are you doing? My name is Erk Timbers, and I'm trapped in this cage."
That's all right. You just hang out for a little while.
That's
we'll
my name.
We'll get you out of here nice and safe.
Well, that'd be sure swell. Why do you think about letting me out of this cage? I could reveal 3 of the 11 secret herbs and spices.
You are way too handsome to take out of that cage. I don't feel.
But this cage is cramped, and I've got to go poo.
Well, just give me a little heads up, and I'll lean forward and let it drop.
Uh-huh. But everyone's watching. I have a shy anus.
Too bad.
I tell you, shut your mouth, and I say, I totally understand.
So we're not letting him out of the cage.
No, he's hanging from my horn. He's now a decoration.
I wish I had a worm.
He's holding him prisoner.
Yeah, see, you could have had a worm dragging from your hat, but somebody burned it.
We never checked.
Somebody
once
told me. I'm asking who's holding him prisoner here.
Where are those goblins? They're sure are, well, you know, here's a story.
Okay. Give me the short version.
Well, I'll give it to you as sure as I can do it. If my name's not Erk Timbers.
All right. Starting to regret asking.
So I want you to cast your mind back to a time that was much like our time today. Uh-huh. As he's screaming around the thing, little poop comes out because you can't hold it.
Oh, I thought he was shy.
It's shy, but you're not looking at his butthole.
He's distracted. That you know of.
Now, when I think about this other time, I think about... a point in time that might have occurred
months ago. Mm-hmm. Or it might have been yesterday. Now, months ago, I was on my way. I had left my wife. I had left my other wife. I had left my 9 squealing children. I had left my career as an irky timberman. And I had done all the things. I put all that behind me to seek my fame and fortune as in a life of grand adventure. Mm-hmm. I took the old road. I should have known better, because there was a new road, and there's always a not so old as the old road.
There's a reason why it's old.
And there's a recent path, but I decided to take the old road instead, and by taking the old road, my bad luck revealed itself. It revealed itself in a way that was very similar to a rash that you might find in a sensitive part of your body. Horrifying, terrifying, an immediate doctor trip, but... I was on that road, my bad luck showed up, and those goblin bastards took me prisoner. I've been here ever since. My deity's blessings have kept me healthy. Otherwise, I'd sure be dead from starvation and sexual abuse.
Mm. And the kobolds, were they here before and the goblins came? Or were they?
Oh, the kobolds came sometime after I was here. The goblins just eat them up, right? Slickety split. Okay. And when I say sexual abuse, I don't want anybody to think that anyone assaulted me, because we are not that kind of game.
Sure.
It's my own sexual abuse I do to my body.
Self-abuse.
When I am left in a cage, I just can't help but abuse my body.
You got to pass the turn.
Treat yourself like a player.
I do. I like the swing.
My body is a wonderland.
Tough love.
Okay.
Well, that's nice time. I would like to give him one of my 9 rations, taking me down to 8 rations.
Don't feed him more. He'll shit.
Oh, thank glitter glue, glade, garl, glitterstone.
Did you just not hear this little dude's fucking story, my man? I've been hungry.
He puts away his shriveled worm of a penis. And he gratefully takes the morsel of rations. He doesn't even bother to uncrate them. He just puts the whole thing into his mouth and swallows it down.
He's got crumbs hanging from the hairs of his
Why were you coming
here? Does his long-winded story give me time to do a short rest?
Sure. It took about an hour.
So, why was he coming here? What was his point in coming here?
Well, I wasn't coming here. I was heading out to find a life of adventure and excitement, to win glory and honor, to become as rich as the richest of kings, to be someone important, someone who's not held back by his size and his 9 squealing brat children or his 2 wives. No, I was off to big and great things, but those feisty goblins found me and took me prisoner.
That sucks.
What happens when you stop at a truck stop on the old road?
You're telling me, son.
So there's another door somewhere?
I kick the next door.
Irky timbers!
Since I'm the only one who's been here for a decade or longer, this is the same voice Irky timbers had the last 3 times.
Timbers. Why fucking change it?
No, there's no reason.
It's perfect.
Really
I'm gonna go to work tomorrow, hungover as shit, and look at my coworker and go,
Irky Timbers! Here at Drunk Chuffs, we sell the Irky Timbers. It's a small pile of bullshit.
What's
dressed up with saucy sauce.
Saucy sauce. What's in the name?
Alright, so there are 2 doors you can go through that you have not been through yet.
The closest one.
Due north, there's one just on the other side of that wall, which is to the west. You have not, that's the that would be the closest one if you'd like to go. Kick that door down. All right, of course. Don't have to ask, don't have to say. All right, here we go.
I check for read-aloud text.
Well, you find the read-aloud text, and it's glorious.
The north and south walls of this chamber are stacked halfway to the ceiling with ill-made barrels, boxes, and crates. A clear path allows easy access between the west and east doors.
More doors?
More doors.
More doors.
You wow. Don't simply march into more doors.
You have marched to more doors.
I kick open the other door in the room. I'm assuming that's just like a supply cache.
Be going through all this stuff? Or
no.
The other door?
What's up with them crates? What's up with assuming things?
Let's see. Is that open? We have to read aloud text? Ooh, it doesn't. Oh, shit.
Oh, thank God.
All right. So you kick that door open. You see that it opens up to the side of a passageway that extends due west. Past about 10 feet across. Just like every passageway in the world.
Who designed this place?
Lots of people. All right, and it goes.
What did I say? The committee.
The passageway goes due west and ends at a door. Across the way from you, just slightly to the left, is yet another door. two more doors.
So we've got two doors there and two doors in the supply
and one door on the other side of the supply
closet. So there's, a lot, so there's three doors down.
Three doors down.
Three doors down. All right, we have three doors
down.
Seven
three doors
people. Down. No, the joke was made. I'm not going to step on it.
I'm going to start breaking
check,
crates.
Check the crates.
Yeah, let's check them crates.
Oh, do you?
Turns out that checking the crates.
Did we find all the falcon eggs?
You find the falcon eggs. You don't find any falcon eggs, but you find there are tons of water. There's water, there's wine, and food, none of which is in really good quality. And then you also find a small stockpile that has 5 pints of oil that are stacked not neatly at all. And then a few small barrels that are labeled with something in the goblin tongue. Maybe read goblin.
Not here.
I would like to cast a 7th level spell that will have me to.
who's using fire?
Ask Erky Timbers if he speaks goblin.
Hey, Erky Timbers, everybody. Do you speak goblin?
Let me check on myself. Let me scratch my head. Because, you know, let me tell you a story about goblins. You know, back in the old days, I was a goblin.
Take a quick rest.
Well, shit to him, shit to bed. I do speak goblin.
Oh, to the bell.
Let me tell you why. Why? So I started speaking goblin when I was born. I just came squirming right out of my mom's twat. And I was
always
just...
Hold a knife to his throat and tell him to read what's on the fucking barrel and shut the fuck up.
I lean forward.
Oh, that's a...
I lean way down to allow this to happen.
Well, shut up and read. I never even thought something like that could be barreled. It says it's elf pudding.
Elf pudding? So it's not oil, it's elf pudding.
Erky Timbers!
Or there is oil and elf pudding.
Well, there's oil, I guess, in those little flasks. They're normal.
Whoever's casting fire, take that fucking oil so you can throw it, then cast and do more damage.
That's way too much work. I'll just keep firing my spell.
God, you motherfuckers.
Why don't you take the oil? You can pour it at the same time.
I'll take some oil.
Fire.
You know what? I'll take half the oil.
There are five.
That's a good idea.
Five oil?
Total 5. So you can take 2.5.
I'm taking 3. Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
Big man over here.
Elf pudding is
strong as shit, and I'm going to pour it in
one of the elf pudding buttons.
Fuck that ass.
All right, inside you find that it is really like rice pudding, except it's elf semen. Lots and lots of elf semen.
Oh,
that's magical,
right? Delicacy.
Wait, elf pudding is just puddings of
you've been like your whole life?
In the elven tongue, let me put my pudding in you.
I mean, it's really a dragonborn delicacy in the lore of the game.
Come here, Puddin.
Come here, Puddin.
Seagull!
And now Harley Quinn's even better.
Elf Puddin Flambe. So we save all of the elf pudding for the dragonborn.
Right.
As is
I go to the next door and kick it.
Okay, first off, you trying to give me that shit, I'm going to hit you with the axe. I'm pretty sure I'm stronger than most of
you. I don't want
that
barrel of tadpole pudding. What you talking about?
If I wanted a fucking barrel of fucking elf pudding, I'd go down to Grunt and Chuff's, all right?
Down here at Grunt and Chuff's.
69 years here.
69 years we've had this store open in here, Grunt and Chuff's. Let me tell you something, son. When you kick open that door, you find some Radolab text.
Quiet. I collect it.
Several torches mounted in crude sconces burn fitfully around this chamber, filling the air with a haze. A double row of marble columns carved with entwining dragons runs the length of the hall.
I found it, guys.
That's you.
At the far end of this passageway, you see yet another door.
You know what I
want to
do.
I mean, I'm going to let him do it.
Are you sure
columns?
You're using that kick door?
No, the columns just have...
it's just last
their barbing.
Fighter kick dragon.
I'll write it down.
Do it.
Is there any text around the dragons at all?
No, it was just asked.
Oh, my bad.
Can you confirm that there is not?
Check your area for traps.
Fighter kicks door.
It's a 13 stone coming.
You come over the stone. You also think these are also carved by elven hands.
None these are carved by elven hounds. I said it first.
Not elven hounds. They were called cushions. Anyway, sorry, that's random D&D nerd.
The hounds of elves.
14.
No traps.
No traps.
All right, are you guys making a lot of noise? Of course you are!
Well, we can do our silently.
Now that you ask.
He has a muffler on his foot.
Stealth is the name of the game.
Reserve.
Hey, guys.
Now, looking around this corridor, there is a door directly across. There are three doors to the north and one door to the south. You have many options. Many doors that can receive your abuse.
Three doors to the north. Let's do it. It's fucking...
Which one has one,
two, three, three, three. One, two, three. All three at the same time. Let's make some magic happen.
All three doors are getting kicked at one time.
One, two, then kick, or one, two, three?
One, two, three, then kick.
Is it one, two, three? Yeah. Is it one, two, three, and?
Kick.
Three, two, kick.
The one is silent.
Okay, before that happens, because you guys are you're all shouting at each other and trying to figure out
this is exactly what's happening.
Like a terrifying episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. God damn it, Charlie! All right.
Wild card!
All right, so a couple things happen. First of all, the door to the northeastern corner comes banging open.
I was going
to
do that.
And a bunch of goblins come pouring out. Oh, and the door to the southeast, or southwest, bangs open, and more goblins come pouring out.
Let's do this
all
shit.
The Caltrops.
Fuck, yes.
Concealing their read-aloud text from you.
God damn it!
I spray the Caltrips.
Holy shit.
I have the Caltrips.
Let's
do it.
They stuck them in his ass.
It would have taken too long.
Oh, that's true.
Wait.
You
lie
in the back and they arc.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong. The door to the west. Due west and southwest both open up.
This changes everything.
Actually, kind of does, because the other way we were surrounded. Now it's all coming from one side.
And then what?
We were all across the room yelling at each other.
Hey guys, we're in the middle of something.
All right,
we're
gonna
all up on three different
first,
doors.
I really hope you guys take my fucking lead on this
right,
one.
So, are any of those
time.
Two doors one of the three doors we were going to open?
Haven't you realized you're not the leader?
Okay. We're only 3 seconds from opening three doors.
In the interest of sanity, I'm going to just briefly sketch this out.
Okay.
Because that will give you a clear sense, and also me a clear sense of who is going to die first.
Oh, the doors have already been kicked up, and they're coming out themselves.
All right, this is a door that
just doors to kick.
Came through. This is one of the doors in north, and then that goes...
So much real estate on the back of that paper, and he's making a tiny, tiny room.
There's going to be a lot more to add, Yuga. All right, so...
Yuga?
Yuga? I call my cats, my wife, my minister. I don't have a minister, but I like to keep them in the basement.
My wenches.
My wenches. My colostomy bag is named Yuga.
Well, I'm in good company.
You are.
We need to help.
So, yeah, see, we are lined up on these three doors. They came in here. All right. So we can still kick three doors open.
So they're pouring out here and here. So where were you? Where was this assortment of nightmare?
I was at this door.
All right. So Dan?
Dragonborn was at this door.
I'm pretty sure we're all just sitting there arguing about it before we
went to
the door.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I'm
actually, the three of us are by this door deciding who's going where. I'm sorry.
All of you are by this
door.
The whole fucking group is in the middle door.
Yeah, wandering around.
Yeah, what he says.
Okay, great. Okay,
you're
so what?
Like, you know,
there are a total of
tried to give us a way out.
Seven goblins.
It's only seven.
And then there are 10 lesser goblins that are following out, screaming, "Breark and we'll fucking murder you, Erky Timbers!" And that's where we're going to take a break, and then we'll dive in.
Seven goblins.
If you just say there are